You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Congressmember Anthony Brindisi has just enjoyed seeing his work rewarded. He had his first bill signed into law by the president.
It's very exciting. I had a chance to work with one of my colleagues on the Veterans Affairs Committee, Congressman Mike Bose from Illinois, who is a Republican. And you know, we saw these programs in danger of expiring. We're able to work in a bipartisan way on the committee, get it passed swiftly.
The measure extends funding for veterans who are homeless to find permanent housing. It also includes support for travel to help veterans and family members get to medical services. And a third provision includes loan assistance to help veterans purchase a home. Brindisi finds the reason many are in need of assistance is their combat time in the war on terrorism.
With the increases that we're seeing in post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injuries or other mental health conditions that many veterans who are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan did not have these conditions before going into combat and now are suffering with these conditions. And we need to make sure as a country that we are doing everything we can to assist them.
His 22nd district includes Utica, Cortland, and Binghamton, and is home to more than 50,000 veterans. He adds a number of other bills have passed the House with bipartisan support, but are being held up in the Senate, including one to increase frontline counselors for veterans considering suicide. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.